You're listening to the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club podcast, brought to you by the Hilton Garden Inn of Fayetteville.
My name is Chip Souza, and I'm with the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and I'm joined today by Matt Jones of Whole Hog Sports and Hogs Illustrated. Matt, how you doing today?
Hey, Chip, doing well.
Yeah, so we had a luncheon today. Like we do, it's not an every week luncheon, but it's almost every week. I said today it's every week-ish. So we had a luncheon today in which Maria Fassi, the three-time All-American golfer at the University of Arkansas, was the guest speaker. And Matt, I know we've had four or five of these so far this year, and I'm going to tell you right now, Maria Fassi, she shot about an 8-under today with her with the way her talk. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people who, you know, kind of came and stopped us as we were going out the door today. They seemed to really enjoy it. You know, I think that, you know, part of that is just the subject matter is different. You know, I mean, we've had football players, we've had football coaches there. This is different. You know, this is, number one, it's not a man. You know, you get a young lady who's in there who's very charismatic and engaging and, you know, really thoughtful in her answers. And it was something that people seemed to really like.
I thought it was great. Now, Maria is currently on the LPGA Tour, and they are making Rogers as their tour stop this week for the Northwest Arkansas Championship. Matt, I think if I did my math right, this is the 14th year for this golf tournament to be played at Pinnacle Country Club. This tournament is a little bit different than the normal LPGA stops, in that this is a three-day event and not a four-day event. But she recently finished third in an LPGA event about 2 weeks ago, and so she's kind of riding a crest of momentum.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about Pinnacle, you've been out there plenty of times, Chip, you know this, is that whenever the former Razorback golfers come back, whether it be Maria or Gabby Lopez or Stacey Lewis or you know, it might be a golfer who's at the U of A right now, who's playing in the tournament with some sort of exemption. There's a real, you know, home crowd advantage, I guess, if you would, for them. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but, you know, they're very familiar with that course. They're the ones that, you know, the gallery is falling around for 2 and 3 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be that way with Maria, I'm sure, this week, given, like you said, the fact that she had a third place finish two starts ago. And now she's coming back, and, you know, she still lives in Northwest Arkansas. This is a home meet for her, so to speak. You know, she lived in Orlando for a year, moved back to Fayetteville. And this is something that I know that she's had circled on her calendar for a long time, being able to play this event in what is essentially her hometown.
You're right. And, you know, and you mentioned Stacey Lewis. She is a past winner of this tournament. She is the face of the University of Arkansas women's golf program. It is Stacey Lewis. And for what she did at the collegiate level and for what she's done at the professional level. And I know she's been kind of down the past couple of years, but she at one time was the number one player in the world, professional golfer in the world. And I know she's been very instrumental in some of the changes that they've made at this tournament over the years, including the wild and raucous 17th hole, which they dubbed the loudest hole on the LPGA Tour. It is a lot of fun. There's a big grandstand. It's a par 3. The grandstands are really tight on the fairway, which means if they allow me to play in a pro-am, those guys would be in my range for sure, hitting a slice off into the stands. But it's a lot of fun, and Stacy and some of these U of A golfers will bring a hog hat, and they'll wear a hog hat, you know, as they walk up the fairway. And so, you know, it's serious. They want to win the tournament, but they also want to have a good time and kind of play to the crowd. And so if you've never been out there to catch any of the rounds of this tournament, it is a lot of fun. It's at number 17.
Yeah, I think so. If people haven't been out there and seen it, maybe they're a person who watches the PGA quite a bit. There's a tournament always early in the PGA schedule. I think it might be in February. In the past, I know it's been called the Waste Management Open. I don't know if that's still the name of the tournament, but it's in Phoenix. And yeah, I think it might be the 16th hole or the 17th hole there, where it's just absolutely crazy. And there was a great shot from the tournament earlier this year where I think someone, maybe they hit a hole in one, or maybe they chipped in for eagle. But, you know, it was just wild. I mean, you had beer cans flying from the gallery. You had, you know, just it was crazy. And that's kind of – it's not quite at that level, at Pinnacle. It's a little bit more tame. But it's for a women's golf tournament, I think that would be maybe the most comparable thing I can think of to describe what the 17th hole is like at Pinnacle, especially, like you said, whenever you've got a former Razorback playing that tournament coming up the fairway. And they do. You said it perfectly. They really play to the crowd.
They do. And also, Brooke Matthews is in the field this week. She's not only a former U of A golfer, she is a Rogers High School mm-hmm. golfer. That'll be fun. I'm sure it'll be fun. She'll have a big crowd out there, a lot of people who know her. But, Matt, I think the biggest thing in this tournament, well, number one, it brings in a lot of people. There'll be 700 or 800 volunteers for this tournament all week long. But what this does for people that really need to understand this is this tournament is a tremendous recruiting tool for Shauna Estes, the golf coach at the University of Arkansas, because it allows girls in her program to have an opportunity. If they can, they get sponsorship exemptions. I think they get one or two, and then they play in the Monday qualifier. So if they don't get a sponsorship exemption, they could qualify on the Monday round. So it's not uncommon to see four or five, players with University of Arkansas ties, and it gives them a huge recruiting advantage for these golfers to play in a tournament alongside Lydia Ko, Lexi Thompson, all these top players, top professional players that you see on TV on Saturdays and Sundays. And University of Arkansas has benefited from this greatly.
Yeah, they have. And, I don't know if they still do this, but somewhere around the LPGA, they would try to schedule for a number of years the Stacey Lewis Open or Stacey Lewis Invitational there in Rogers. And that's actually the reason that Maria Posse ever came to the U of A in the first place, or ever came to Northwest Arkansas, was that she came in to play in the Stacey Lewis event. Yeah. She was 13, 14 years old, and they decided to do a recruiting visit in Fayetteville around that tournament. And she tells a great story that she didn't like Northwest Arkansas from the air. She grew up north of Mexico City, in an urban area, and flying in and seeing a lot of farms and, a lot of open space, she wasn't quite sure this was going to be the place for her. But she went on a recruiting visit, and about an hour in, she was just really wowed with the Razorback facilities that they had at the Blessings.
Yeah.
And she actually tried to commit on that trip to Arkansas when I think she was 13 or 14 years old. And Shauna Taylor, the golf coach, said, hey, don't commit now. Don't say something you're going to regret later. Take your other visits. And, Maria said today, and she's told me this in the past before, that it just never felt like Arkansas when she went on her other recruiting trips. And so you're right. It's not just the LPGA. It's, I don't know if the Stacey Lewis is still something that is played, but for a number of years, that was a big component to this from a recruiting standpoint for Arkansas, as well as that you had that Stacey Lewis event in Rogers.
Well, it actually is, Matt, and they played the Stacey Lewis. It's an invitational now, and they play it like in June, and it's at the Blessings. Mm-hmm. So these young golfers get to come in and they get to see firsthand, what the Blessings is all about. And I think Maria yeah. mentioned that today, and you talked to her in the Q&A about how much of a challenge, this course is. And, thank you to Johnny Tyson, for that course and making that the University of Arkansas's home course. And it just continues to build what's already a strong golf program. The Blessings just took it to a whole new level. So it all kind of goes hand in hand. You've got, you got the great course at the Blessings with tremendous teaching tools there. Thank you, Johnny Tyson, for that. You got Stacey Lewis, bringing in the best young golfers in the, not just here, in the world, coming in to play in that. And mm-hmm. so it just all works together, and that's why the University of Arkansas Women's Golf Program is one of the best programs in the country.
Well, and I guess due to COVID, the LPGA was moved back into the fall, right? They rescheduled it. Somewhere around that time, because it used to be a summertime event.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I think that maybe that's why it doesn't partner up quite so well with Stacey Lewis anymore. And by the way, Chip, I would hate to be a driver in Rogers this weekend, because isn't that the hub for Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue this week?
Yeah, it is. It's just going to be crazy. So Matt, that was the focus today was Maria Fossey and the LPGA, but also we want to mention on the podcast today, the University of Arkansas football team has a big game this weekend on Saturday down in Arlington, Texas. This is their first time to take a road trip this year. They play Texas A&M. Matt, I think ranked number 24. Is that right in this week's poll?
23 in the AP poll.
23. Arkansas ranked 10th in the AP poll. Texas A&M opens up, I think, is a 2 or 3 or 4 point favorite, I think, is what I saw. I don't know how how they came up with that. But anyway, it'll be a big game. It's going to be 6 o'clock on Saturday. Matt, ESPN?
Yep, ESPN. Joe Tessitore, Greg McElroy, Katie George are going to be on the call.
Don't know how many more years this game will be played in Arlington. This is the Southwest Classic, and of course, when it was created, it was to kind of bring back a little bit of the old days when Arkansas was in the Southwest Conference, and A&M was a Southwest Conference rival. It's been a great game for both teams, but Matt, I think probably when the contract runs out on this, what is it, after next year?
2024. They've got three more games.
I would imagine it'll shift back to a home and home, which it was for a couple of seasons once A&M came into the SEC.
Yeah, what they did was it was originally a 10-year contract. It was going to be a non-conference game, Arkansas and the SEC, A&M and the Big 12, and then A&M ends up coming into the SEC. It's kind of funny, the week that A&M joined the SEC, that vote and that announcement were made, it was actually the week that they played Arkansas for the last time as a non-conference opponent in Arlington in 2011. But there were a lot of SEC chants by the Arkansas fans after they came back and beat A&M that day. They kind of hit pause for a couple of years, went to campus, and then they restructured the agreement in 2014 for 11 years. And so it's down there through 2024. I think you're right. I would be shocked if it's renewed past that. A&M doesn't want any part of this agreement anymore. I kind of think their feet were held to the fire a little bit after the SEC, or after they joined the SEC, to where, you know, it was said, hey, you need to honor the commitment that you made to play here.
Right.
And so, you know, the 11 years through 2024, A&M certainly doesn't want it back on the schedule. The sense that I get from Arkansas is that, you know, they really don't want to play A&M down there anymore either. They want that A&M game to be here in Fayetteville. Sure. They've done $160 million renovation to their football stadium. And in order to sell season tickets, you've got to be able to have marquee home games. Yes. And the way it works right now, and it's going to change when OU and Texas enter the league, but the way it works right now is that you've got Auburn, Missouri, and Mississippi State that you're trying to sell season ticket packages for in the years when A&M should be a home game.
Yeah.
And so it'll really help in those years moving forward when they're able to get A&M here. And like I said, the OU and Texas component is something else that has to be considered, because they're going to completely reformat how they schedule teams. And it very well could be that Arkansas and A&M don't play each other every year.
Could be.
Beginning with 2025.
Could be. Well, Matt, I appreciate you being with us today. Again, the LPGA tournament starts, competitive round start on Friday at Pinnacle Country Club. You'll want to go out there and catch any of that. There'll be a lot of Arkansas flavor in the tournament, so go out there and catch some of that. But on Saturday afternoon at 6 o'clock, be in front of your TV, ESPN, as Arkansas takes on Texas A&M in the Southwest Classic. That should be a good game. And that's all I have for today. Matt, you got anything else?
That's it.
Good deal. So thanks for being on with us for the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club podcast. We'll catch you next week.
This has been the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club podcast, brought to you by the Hilton Garden Inn of Fayetteville.